That day, Sakata Azusagawa was thinking only one thing. Not again. Chapter 1. Sister Panic. 1. The scene on his TV screen was bathed in the strobing light of camera flashes. I apologize for the commotion I've caused. The speaker was a former idol, a married woman who'd been caught in an affair with a young male model. She bowed her head low and kept it there for a full 10 seconds. When she finally raised her head, her tiny frame was again assailed by a volley of flashes and shutter clicks. Absently watching this play out, Sakata Azusagawa thought, "Being famous sucks." People were having affairs or cheating on loved ones all over Japan, but none of them were forced to air their shame on network television. None of them found themselves with words like man-eater, slut, or nympho hurled at them like stones. The woman on screen responded to the reporters haltingly, not once looking directly at the camera. Once it was over, she bowed again and repeated her earlier statement. I apologize for the commotion I've caused. Causing commotion was bad, apparently. But given how packed the venue was with gossip columnists and photographers, everyone was delighted by this commotion. The reporters should be grateful for the public lynching she'd staged for their benefit. But it was her husband who deserved an apology, and the staff and sponsors of the show she'd been forced to drop out of, and maybe her most devoted fans. That seemed like enough. Bowing her head to the world, whoever that label referred to, wasn't an apology that reached where it mattered most. Sakata certainly didn't give a damn. It was none of his business who some celebrity he'd never even met dated or who they had an affair with. Why should he care if some pushing 30 ex-idol's career went down in flames? He had far more pressing concerns. Sakata was sitting in his girlfriend's living room on the 9th floor of a 10-story building, Mai Sakurajima's apartment. From his seat on the couch, he'd been watching a robot vacuum industriously cleaning the floor around him. Mai was on the other couch across from him. Their eyes briefly met, but he said nothing, turning away. Not to hide his embarrassment, but because he had a question for the third person present. Sitting next to Sakata was a girl his age, sporting bright blonde hair. So, Mai, what's going on here? He asked, speaking to his neighbor, even though Mai was clearly sitting across from him. Neither Mai nor the blonde seemed confused by Sakata's actions. Far from it. The girl beside him answered readily.
Like I said, we've swapped bodies, she said,
speaking exactly like Mai always did. How did Sakata find himself in this predicament? We'll have to turn back the clock a bit. The day was September 1, a Monday. The 40 days of summer vacation were over, and school had held the opening ceremony for the second term. Sakata had been expecting to see Mai there. Now that she was working again, Mai had spent virtually the whole vacation on the job, and he hadn't seen much of her. And to make matters worse, her agency had made going on dates forbidden. Even when she did have free time, they weren't allowed to do any summer things that were normally staples for couples. Second term had arrived without him seeing Mai in a swimsuit even once. The vacation he'd been looking forward to had been ruined. But, Mai had said, at least we can see each other at school. Coincidentally, for the first time in his life, Sakata had been looking forward to September 1. Last night, she'd even called him to say, "See you at school tomorrow." But once he actually showed up, she was not in her chair during the ceremony. After homeroom, he'd swung by Class 3-1's room, but there was no sign of Mai. No bag at her desk, no indication she'd come to school at all. He was forced to give up and go home. As he forlornly dragged his feet back to his apartment, someone came out of the building across the street. It was Mai. He happily called out to her, but her response had been alarming. "Who are you?" she asked, regarding him with a look of deep suspicion and slapping his hand off her shoulder. Mai was a year older than him, and proud of it. No matter how stressed she was, she never let herself lash out.